Harris supporters gather for Washington rally a week before election. Washington, with 1 week left to go before Election Day, thousands of voters hoping to elect Vice President Kamala Harris gathered at the Ellipse in the nation's capital. Harris will deliver a closing argument speech and is expected to draw a sharp contrast between her vision for the presidency and that of her opponents, former President Donald Trump. The two candidates are locked in an extremely tight race, with battleground polling averages showing them tied in Wisconsin, Nevada, and Pennsylvania, while Harris is up 1 point in Michigan and Trump leads by roughly 1 point in North Carolina, Georgia, and Arizona. The Democratic candidate chose to hold her event at the same park in the nation's capital that Trump spoke at on January 6, 2021, before the Capitol breach. Over the weekend, Trump held a large rally at Madison Square Garden in New York City to make his closing pitch. Some Harris supporters told the Epoch Times they gathered in the Capitol in the name of history, workers' rights, the next generation, women, and their shared drive to keep Trump out of the White House. "I would feel devastated on behalf of all women," Meredith Shea, a freshman at George Washington University, told the Epoch Times if Harris lost the election. Originally from Portland, Oregon, Shea said that abortion access was the main issue driving her vote. "We're on the precipice of having the first black female president," Robin Rogers, 54, said. "That is epic in all forms and fashion." Traveling from North Carolina, Rogers works in black business promotion and was selling t-shirts outside the venue. "We should all be standing behind her, not for the fact that she's black, but for the fact that this just possibly could be historic," she said. "It gives us an opportunity to be seen and heard and represented," said Maya Coleman King, 51. "We've never had a female president. We've never had a woman of color, a black woman in the White House as commander-in-chief. I'm extremely excited as a black woman myself and a Howard University alumni," she said. "I'm extremely proud of my fellow Bison, and I want to do everything I can to make sure we sustain democracy." The Harris campaign approved 20,000 attendees for admission. D.C. Metropolitan Police Chief Pamela Smith told reporters on October 29 that her department was told to expect upwards of 52,000 people at the event and in the surrounding area. However, Smith said she had not seen an increase in any lodging facilities in the District of Columbia and the surrounding area. The National Park Service handled the permitting for Harris's event due to its location. A significant number of supporters lining up appeared to be young, college-aged voters, with women making up a majority. "I think men are afraid to admit they're gonna vote for a woman," Scott Evert said. "And I think on election day, that might change some, you know. This kind of man may not want to admit he's going to vote for a woman." A self-described Republican and former head of the Global AIDS Office under President George Bush, Evert said that he does not feel like Trump reflects Republican values. "I have two grandchildren," he said. "I've had to tell them, do not talk like the former president. I do not want to grow up in a country where I have to advise children not to speak like the commander-in-chief." Evarts also cited the increased deficit and the fear of Trump being authoritarian as reasons why he is crossing the aisle this election cycle. Recent comments from the vice president suggesting Trump was a fascist and a threat to democracy were on the minds of those waiting in line. Several members of the Trump administration, including former Vice President Mike Pence's former Chief of Staff, Mike Ayers, have sharply disputed the claims. George Washington University freshman Brady Egan said this was the time for the next generation to step up. "I feel like it's a threat to democracy as a whole," Egan said of another Trump administration. "And I think it is up to young voters to prove that we are here and that we are ready to make change, and that's what we're here to do. We're here to support that cause and try to make this nation a little bit better and make sure that it doesn't get into the wrong hands." Brian Fidick, a D.C. voter from Wisconsin, also said that it is time for the next generation to lead, and the fact it is a new generation disproves the idea of her being a continuation of President Joe Biden's administration. "She will have a new cabinet, different leaders, a different generation of people from all over the country to find solutions that are not the types that are necessarily embraced by 70- and 80-year-olds," Fidick said. However, not all of the attendees think a drastic course change after the past 4 years is a good idea. Travis Parsons, 47, is a union worker in D.C. who said that there are Biden administration policies that Harris should maintain, particularly Biden's pro-union policies. "I think she will double down on some of his policies that helped us, and we know that she's got our back," Parsons said. Harris will spend the final days before November 5 touring the swing states, starting with visits to North Carolina, Pennsylvania, and Wisconsin on October 30, and then followed by Latino-focused events in Phoenix, Arizona, Reno, Nevada, and Las Vegas on October 31. Trump, meanwhile, started the week with a campaign rally in Georgia. He is scheduled to make campaign stops in Pennsylvania on October 29, Wisconsin on October 30, Nevada on October 31, and Wisconsin again on November 2. The Associated Press contributed to this report.